I'm Dr. Wendy Hill. Now we're going to explore non-attachment, acceptance, and humility, three keys to well-being. Your spirit knows great truths. Because it's not attached to your mind's passing thoughts, it's free. Your spirit is attached only to the will of nature. It surrenders to its great plan. But your mind is attached to a will of its own. It resists what it does not want. So within yourself, you're at battle between your mind and your spirit. You will find peace of mind when you see all through your spirit's wisdom. A part of that wisdom is non-attachment and surrender. Your mind wishes to possess its ideas and thoughts and to have control. It has many emotions attached to desired outcomes. For example, if you have a thought that you want it to rain, your mind instantly becomes attached to that thought. It wants it to rain. It desires for something to happen that it wills to have it rain. This thought automatically creates emotions. Perhaps you feel hopeful, excited, or anxious. The emotions you feel affect your body through change in your body chemistry. Your body is now involved with your mind's desire for it to rain. This is attachment. Your physical and mental well-being are now to some degree dependent on the weather. You are no longer free. If it rains, your attachment is reinforced. If it doesn't rain, you experience disappointment. You have become a prisoner of your own desire. Non-attachment is the ability to have ideas, make plans, be in relationship with things, circumstances, and people, and be at peace with a natural flow of events while at the same time asserting your own will. It's the ability to allow things to change without resistance. It's faith in the eventual positive outcome of all. Non-attachment is freedom. It allows you to plan, create, and act without fear of loss or of self. It allows you to sleep restfully, work and play joyfully, and love openly. Non-attachment allows you to accept things as they are. For example, you can be at peace whether or not it rains. Paradoxically, non-attachment is made possible by the attachment to something else, a higher power. Belief in the natural goodness of creation and the eventual positive outcome of things sets you free of fear and worry. If you believe that there is a divine plan that is taking you naturally and directly to love and light, you are free. Your belief in a higher power will allow you to accept change. It will allow you to be wrong, to have circumstances and people go as they will, to be non-attached to things having to be just the way you want them to be. If you believe, you will experience a great sense of well-being that will comfort you. You will know that you are safe. Even though you may not understand everything you see and experience, you can feel safe in the knowledge that all will lead to love and light. Surrender to your higher power. Let go of your attachment to having to be right. Being right can mean that you accept feelings of unworthiness, lovelessness, and failure. See through the eyes of your spirit. It knows that there is perfect order. Your spirit knows that you are loved, safe, innocent, and worthy. Know these truths about yourself. All your past mistakes and painful experiences mean nothing negative about the essential you. Your spirit knows this. Listen deep within yourself, and you will know. Trust in this knowledge, and no matter what happens in this world of struggle, you will be safe. Surrender to your higher power in all of life, even in the face of illness, poverty, failure, loss, and death. Your truth will be known within you, and you will be led to where it is right for you to be. From the ashes of your desperation will arise the phoenix of your truth and joy. Surrender. Learn to be non-attached. Be free. One of the more difficult lessons you are learning is acceptance. Everything in life is constantly changing. Since it's human nature to resist change, everything in life is a lesson in acceptance. Non-acceptance of yourself, of conditions, of others, leads to much pain. When you don't accept something, your mind automatically fights to make it as you would want it to be. This creates an internal struggle, a battleground within yourself that robs you of your peace of mind. This is a main cause of unhappiness in human beings. Humans are typically at war within themselves and with the world. This non-acceptance begins with non-acceptance of the self. This starts very early when you're just a child and you believe that you need to please others. You had to be something or someone you were not. Indeed, perhaps your parents were at war within themselves that they couldn't accept others as they were, including you. This may have led to your mistaken thought that you are not acceptable. You perhaps began to criticize yourself. You did this automatically and without knowing what you were doing. It seemed natural to you to be at war within yourself. The one thing you did accept was your non-acceptance of yourself. Though you may have told others many times in the past how much you do accept yourself, perhaps deep down you have regarded yourself with shame. This shame is also part of the human condition. It's what traditional Christian dogma calls original sin. It is the shame that comes with non-acceptance of the self. Each one of us confronts the dragon of this human shame as we evolve in our consciousness. This shame is the core of all non-acceptance in life. As you can't accept yourself, you extend this lack of acceptance out to others and outer conditions. If you can't accept your aging, you can't accept aging and others. If you can't accept your weaknesses, you can't accept weakness in others. If you can't accept your own imperfection, you can't accept imperfection in others. Here is the core of criticism, verbal abuse, physical abuse, and compulsions. It is a reflection of the war within the self. Your criticism of others is a direct reflection of your criticism of yourself. Your disdain and disgust for others reflects your disdain and disgust for yourself. Even if it seems to you that you don't have that other person's problem, something about their personal expression reminds you of your own personal expression. For example, say you're disgusted at another person cheating someone else. You may say to yourself that you would never do that, and indeed, you may never do the same. Yet the inner shame that caused that person to cheat may be the same inner shame you experience. You recognize the feeling and respond with judgment. In this way, you are disgusted at yourself. You spontaneously recall the shame toward yourself as you see the other's shame. Others are mirrors of you. How you feel about others is a direct reflection of yourself. It's easy to tell when another's behavior is not a reflection of you. Your reaction will be very different. Instead of feeling critical, you may feel sad, compassionate, or frustrated at the blindness of others, but never judging or condemning. Non-acceptance is also expressed by not accepting outer conditions. For example, you may not accept the traffic, the weather, your degree of material wealth, a change in working conditions, a law, or the timing of some event. The list can go on. Some people are so non-accepting of the conditions of their own world that they don't know a moment of peace. They're constantly in turmoil and, unfortunately for others, complain about how awful things are. Again, non-acceptance of all outer conditions is a reflection of the non-acceptance of the self. Once you recognize that your non-acceptance of others and all outer conditions is a reflection of you, you will be more willing to take responsibility. Instead of wanting to change others, you will be eager to change yourself. You will see that criticizing others is criticizing yourself. Hurting others is the same as hurting yourself. An unkind word to another is an unkind word to yourself. A disgusted feeling toward another is a disgusted feeling toward yourself. Your inner peace of mind relies on your willingness to see this and learn the lesson of acceptance. Acceptance doesn't mean that you should not attempt to change things. It may be appropriate, even virtuous, to change conditions. For example, it may be right for you to strive to improve your financial situation, right a social wrong, correct a bad law, or educate others to make for better living conditions. Acting does not always imply non-acceptance. Your desire to correct a social wrong need not reflect your own inner disgust or shame, but can reflect instead your compassion for social blindness. Your desire to improve your financial situation need not reflect your shame at not being enough, but instead reflect your willingness to take responsibility for yourself. You may choose to act or remain passive. What is important is your own inner feeling about yourself. Are you at peace or are you at war? Strive to accept yourself and all other people and conditions. When you do, all your actions will be based on compassion and understanding. Two people may attempt the same deed, yet it is the one who accepts himself and others that accomplishes the most. For he teaches love. The other simply teaches action, motivated by shame. Try this simple assignment. Take yourself into a deep and receptive meditation. Tell yourself that your mind will alert you whenever you have a non-accepting critical thought. Tell yourself that automatically you will turn that thought into one of acceptance. Say, that person is doing the best they can at this moment. They don't realize their own goodness. They don't mean to cause harm. They are doing the best they can. I accept them as they are. I can change them only by changing myself. I am at peace within myself. I'm doing the very best I can at this moment. I know that I'm growing. I accept myself as I am right now, knowing that I am always changing. I am changing for the better. I am innocent. I am good. I am loved. I am safe. I accept myself with all my limitations. My limitations are human. I accept my humanness. I accept. Now allow your meditation to guide you. Repeat this meditation often. This exercise will automatically lead you to inner peace. It will open doors of love and abundance. You are on the path of the Master. Now let's explore humility, the surrender to happiness. Imagine that you're walking through the woods with friends and you happen upon a sparkling stream. The light, the air, the flowers, the clear water all bring you to a sweetness that touches your heart, and you find yourself suddenly longing to share your experience with another. One friend arrives on the scene. You begin to express what you feel. Your friend responds by naming the different plants about and comments on the importance of respecting the environment. You realize that your friend has perhaps missed having such an experience and therefore can't share it with you. You let it pass. Your friend walks on and another friend arrives, a child. You still want to share your feelings of sweetness, so you begin to express what you see and feel to your child friend. The child grows silent and begins to listen and see, seeking to experience what you are experiencing. Soon, there's magic in the air as the two of you share the sweetness of that moment. What has happened that has allowed for you and your child friend to share such sweetness? One adult and one child, both have opened themselves to experiencing something new, one by choice and one by its nature as a child. Herein lies the key to all significant learning and growth. This key is humility, a humbleness of spirit. It is humbling oneself to something outside of what the ego already knows and opens to learning. This lesson learned with wisdom will take you into the joys of discovering many of life's mysteries. This lesson not learned will keep you in a state of ignorance and arrogance. Arrogance is simply the ego's fear of being wrong. It's the fear of facing that which you secretly suspect about yourself, perhaps that you are essentially bad. In order to avoid confronting such a catastrophic thought, you tell yourself you already know what is. This protects you from much suffering. Actually, arrogance has its useful function. It protects you from being open to some negative influences from others and can save you a great deal of time in recovering from mistakes made as a result of these bad influences. To some degree, we are all arrogant. And the older you get, the more skilled and educated you get, the more you are in danger of growth-blocking arrogance. Your need to be safe from the feeling of the frightened and betrayed child of your past causes you to rush to premature answers to life's mysteries. You have not yet learned to discriminate between what influences are right and wrong. Because of your vulnerable childhood, you may have come to believe that you can't trust very much of the world and the people in it. You may have closed off. Arrogance took its place. You grew in skill and information, but not in wisdom, joy, and happiness. It is true, there are some things to which you should not expose yourself. There are many dangers in the world and many dangerous people. You learned this as a child. Some of your lessons were devastating. So you decided to protect yourself by shutting out as many things that could potentially hurt you as possible. This was perhaps a good move at the time. However, as the adult you are today, you can learn to discriminate. Much of your discrimination can come from common sense. However, there are many situations that will require for you to go beyond common sense and require you to look within using your intuition. Learn to listen to and trust your little inner voice. It is the voice of the great loving wise one within you. And once you hear the signal to trust what is before you, humble yourself. Place yourself in the position of the child who wants to share your experience in the woods. Look to the person or experience at hand with respect. Know nothing. Boast nothing. Don't attempt to prove yourself by telling what you already know. You're wasting valuable time. It doesn't matter what others think. If you make it matter, you are putting your energy into vain attempts at being accepted. Take from each experience to which you're guided with awe, enthusiasm, and gratitude. Then, and only then, you will grow. Any growth without humility is simply adding to your skills and knowledge, not to your wisdom or happiness. Be an adult with a capacity to become as unassuming and humble as a child, while maintaining the ability to protect yourself with clear discrimination.